Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you hit that subscribe button as well as that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or I upload any new content. If you would have hit that bell button, you would have known that myself and Charlie Alamo went live doing our new Sunday show that we do starting at noon. We're going to do it right before the NFL season kicks off. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tuttle. Yeah, we got a great little program idea planned for you. Today was just a test show, so going forward, it'll be pretty cool. We're going to hope you get kill some of that time right up until the NFL games, you know, kick off. So that way you got something to do instead of watching the same talking heads talk about how long can you talk about pregame football? You just want to see people hit each other, for God's sakes. You don't want to hear about it.
Yes, I want to see people hit each other.
You don't want to hear speculation for an hour and a half. It's too much, especially when you get to Super Bowl time and it's a week of speculation. Speculate, speculate, speculate. Who's going to win? Well,
no,
guess what?
These people know.
No,
I mean, look. Look, if it was a science, there would be no, like, degenerate gamblers. You see what I'm saying? Because, yeah, like, I would rather have a pregame show of a bunch of degenerate gamblers like Artie Lang and just, like, people that just lose their asses on gambling do a pregame show, in my opinion.
In my opinion, I'd like to see Scotty Farrell do a pregame show because he wins money and I like his gravelly voice.
Charlie, if you want to check out Charlie Alamo, you can find him on Twitter at Real Lame Charlie. One of the stories that I wanted to talk about, you know, you worked for a dispensary for a little while. And I read this story, Runner's High Gets New Meaning. A new book argues that marijuana fueled run can boost performance and make exercise a lot more fun. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And, quite frankly, I think Joe Rogan's one that speaks out a lot about it. He does it before he works out, too. It does. It makes you want to, you feel you're relaxed to begin with. And then, you know, lifting is that much
nicer. Arnold used to get high as fuck, right? Like, yeah, after he would, like, lift.
Well, he loved the pump. Everybody knows this.
Yeah. Well, in the story, it said, for the people who find the runner's high elusive, a new book offers this suggestion, run high. Josiah Hess, I mean, he might be a part of the tribe if you know what I'm talking about. Yep. Josiah Hess, a runner and author of Runner's High, How a Movement of Cannabis-Fueled Athlete is Changing the Science of Sports, argues that more professional and amateur athletes than ever before are working out stoned. Now, how do you feel like about athletes like that sprinter that got banned from the Olympics for smoking pot? Like, if it was legal, she smoked it in Oregon, right? Like, so, like, how is that against the law? Isn't it legal in Oregon?
Not only, yes, it is. And not only that, but it's not performance enhancing. If anything, it's mood enhancing. So if you can do something like that, it would be no different than somebody, you know, taking, I'm trying to think of something that would be.
Like an ice bath,
that's,
you know,
that, anything that's going to enhance something like that, because for the most part, a lot of people don't have the same reactions, if that makes any sense, to smoking as other people. Mm-hmm. Some people get really lazy. Some people get very motivated. You know, it just depends.
Let me ask you this. You're more of an experienced pot smoker than I am. And also, I'm going to ask you this question. What do you think about the people that say that I'm technically not sober because I smoke pot?
California, like, sober?
Yeah, well, I mean, but what I'm saying, though, is, like, I'm off of all the mood stabilizing drugs. I'm not taking any, like, pain pills or any other drug pills. I just smoke a little bit of weed to help me out with my anxiety. Like, would you consider I'm still sober?
Yes, because it weed is completely different than doing any sort of alcohol or any sort of.
There's no additives. There's no additives.
There literally isn't. And you know what? And it, if anything, it's probably not only helping with the mood, but it'll make you give you an appetite when normally you wouldn't have one because of anxiety or stuff like that, which I can attest to. And no, it's not. It's completely different than going, than you going and picking up a bottle of fucking vodka and fucking smashing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's actually, legal. It's legal.
It is legal. And you know what? It kills more people. I was talking to my cousin about it because he actually recently got sober. He realized that he had a bit of a problem. A bunch of us do in the family, you know, drinking. There's a history of it to begin with. So it's, you just can't put it down sometimes. That's, I took a break for it for a good long while. And then I discovered that now I can have a couple sips of some liquor every now and then. I'm not going to have any beer because I know exactly what that'll be. Couple packs later that I'm going to be still looking for some reason. I don't know why that happens with that, but
so, I don't even waste my time with beer.
See, like, I didn't either for the longest time because I used to just be a liquor person. Then I kind of eased up on that after I got back from Alaska. And I don't know what it is. I would just love drinking fucking beer. I loved Miller, slamming Miller Lights. That became the beer of choice.
Isn't things more expensive up in Alaska because of
very much so.
how it has to get there?
Cost of living and travel and exactly. Especially where I was living, which people are like, where was that at in Alaska? Imagine the whole state of Alaska. And then, you know, the little part that kind of butts up against Canada down towards the bottom where Juneau is. I was right above Juneau. That's it. I never got.
Were you above the Arctic Circle? How far away from the Arctic Circle were you?
I was a good chunk away from Fairbanks, which is where old Swing and Sarah Palin was from.
Now, but also, don't the Eskimos and the tribal people like make this illegal like liquor that is supposed to be like even stronger than the moonshine the hillbillies make here in the United States?
That's up in the, well, they drink fucking rubbing alcohol up there, Tuttle, and hairspray and all kinds of stuff. You've seen Alaska PD or whatever the fuck on National Geographic.
Highway Patrolman at Alaska Highway Patrol.
They're doing their job. They're the Highway Patrol and they're busting people drinking hairspray. It happens, you know, sometimes you just got to get liquored up and the only thing that's around is rubbing alcohol.
What about hand sanitizer? I mean, God.
What do you think they did during COVID? Their booze was in jeopardy when all you got is hand sanitizer and things that are used to kill germs. What do you think you're going to do? You're going to kill the germs that are in your head, not the ones on your hands.
If I'm just being honest, though, the Eskimos would be the ones that like you would want to get their blood and try to study it for the sole purpose of it being immune to COVID. Like, I mean, because the Eskimo people. I mean, are they considered Indians, like Native Americans?
Are they different?
Like, do Eskimos look down on Native Americans, like in the lower 48?
Well, you know what? That's actually a good question. I've met, they're not really Eskimos. They're the natives of Alaska, which have a whole other name. And then there's a whole.
Is Eskimo a derogatory name, though? Or
I kind of think so. I never called anybody that. You know, or snow bunny or anything like that. I don't know what that even means. But yeah, it's, I believe it is. I don't know. Let's just put it this way. They all drink heavily. They fall into the same stereotype. And the town that I lived in, the dog's barking. Yeah, I know it's because of the natives. They're coming. They heard about the Eskimo term.
Now, but, you know, I used to watch that show Below Freezing or Below Zero or whatever that would follow people that would just go up into Alaska, into the mountains and claim their own like little piece of land. And there was this white guy, Caucasian guy that married this Eskimo woman. OK.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a warrant out and he had to go to jail for like 6 months. And the Eskimo woman, like without skipping a beat, was able to provide for her and the three kids. Like they're going out you know, like they figured out like these moose would be swimming across these lakes and that would be the best time to pop them in the back of the head with a fucking gun. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what they would do is they would just shoot the moose going across the lakes. And then they would like, because you gotta be quick because mooses are heavy as hell. And they would tie a rope around it. It would almost sink the boat. That's how heavy these moose were. And they would just drag it up to the shore. And then they would like field dress it right there. And this bitch was like, she basically like took care of the family while her old like Caucasian American husband was like off in jail for a while.
Well, yeah, you imagine when you had family members, because that's how they, you know, all learned how to do it. They had family members teaching them that too. She was probably pissed off, but at least there was cameras there, so she knew that she was making some money.
Yeah, but also at the same time, though, like for example, like give me an idea of the prices up in Alaska. Like a gallon of milk down here, it's about the same price as gasoline. But like, it went a gallon of milk up in Alaska, be like
in 2010. In 2010, when I lived up there, it was almost $7 for a gallon of milk.
But it wouldn't gas be a little bit cheaper since you guys have so much like oil up in Alaska? Like, yeah. Was gas cheaper?
When I was up there, it was a little under $2, which was pretty good because around Montana, it was a little more than $2. I think it was like $2.15, and then up there, it was like $1.89 or something like that.
What is the weirdest like animal wildlife you came across in Alaska? Like, all right. Like, did you get, they got grizzlies in Alaska, right?
Yeah.
But they also, no polar bears though, right? Too far south?
Yeah, I never saw anything like that. The weirdest thing that I probably saw was driving across actually Canada and the Yukon. We had a big herd of buffalo and we look over and then there was two of them fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Which now, is kind of disturbing, you know, because they're a giant animal. It's one thing if it's a deer or something, which is kind of funny because you're
seems
like, oh,
kind
shit.
Of awkward, too, because they got a very big awkward. Hump at the top. And it just seems like it would be awkward like sex.
They put the hump in hump.
Have you ever seen a pig, like a pig's penis?
Oh, you pay good money to see a show like that, Tuttle.
No, but I mean, for real, though, like it is a corkscrew, like it comes out like a like one of those Dremel drills. But it is it's like a wine cork. It just comes out and it's just like it's almost like something you would see out of one of the Saw movies, you know, like, yeah. you know,
would you like to play a game? You have 1 minute before this pig penis enters you. And you have to figure out, like, it was one of those contraptions, but like a pig's penis was really, really like freaked me out the first time I saw it.
Didn't you tell me you heard it was a white trash wine opener?
Yeah. Well, I think I told you the story about the guy, his son played on our American Legion baseball team.
Guilty.
That had a toothpick from a raccoon's dick.
And he'd pick it between innings?
Yeah, he would pick his teeth with a raccoon's penis. Hardened penis that was dried out. And it was, you know.
And he was on your team?
Well, his dad, yeah. I mean, he was on a team, but his dad would sit there and pick his teeth with a coon's dick.
And didn't you say his son was the only person who hit a home run and caught it in the outfield?
Yeah. I mean, he was a really, really good player, but
you said he was white trash wiry and he used to be able to lean over the fence and haul those catches right back in.
Yeah, dude. But I mean, that was one of the weirdest things that I had ever seen in my life. I mean, there are times in your life, you know, like I know other races, like R-A-C-E-S, not racist.
Oh, my God. Where is this going?
Well, I'm just saying that like white people, like everybody wants to talk about stereotypes with Spanish and stereotypes with African Americans or stereotypes with Asians, but there are some stereotypes with white people. Like, but I think us as white people, we really don't get offended by any of those. Do you? Is there any like stereotype as a white person that can offend you?
No, I don't really give a shit. I often refer to white people as trash and white trash because a lot of them are, especially up here. There's a lot of shit kickers up here, Tuttle.
Mm-hmm. Like here, I'll give you
cowboy honky tonk, you know, good old boys. I hate that fucking mentality. Maybe it's because I've lived in so many other places. I don't identify with that at all. The good old boy fucking guy that'd be down there at the honky tonk talking about beating people up and using the other F word.
Yeah. What, F word for gays?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like here, we had one bathroom in our double wide trailer. We had two bathrooms, but we never got the second bathroom fixed.
What?
The toilet.
Oh, so the shower worked?
Yeah, the shower worked in that bathroom. So we would take showers in there, but the toilet didn't work. Well, no.
The one
working toilet, there was a hierarchy. Okay. My dad had some bad bowels, you know, from all the drinking back in the day. Okay. So like, he had hierarchy. Like, if he had to go number two, like there was no like debating it. You, like, if you were going to the bathroom and my dad had to go, like, it was his bathroom. There was a hierarchy. Dad one, mom two, me number three. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, there were some times where all three of us had to go at the same time.
Simultaneous.
Yeah. So dad would get the toilet, and then out the back door, me and mom had a hole dug where we would have to go into the hole and then cover it up as we went. There was one time very awkward having to poop side by side with my mom outside. It was weird conversation, you know, when you're pooping in a hole right next to your mom. Dude, do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Do you see how that can be kind of awkward?
It's weird to have to use an outhouse after.
This wasn't even an outhouse.
I know. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's weird enough to have to do that, but to just be shitting side by side in Florida.
In a hole.
Yeah, in Florida, in what I would only assume would be muggy nastiness. Just that. How far away are your neighbors when you're doing this?
Oh, our neighbors are 5 miles away. Like, the closest neighbor is 5 miles away.
All right.
Nobody's seeing this. Nobody's seeing this unless you're we did have an airport really, really nearby our house.
Oh,
so, like, I'm sure they're, like, they did a lot of glider flying there where they would pick up gliders and bring them up in the air, and then they would glide back down. So I'm sure some of the glider people would be like, oh, look at that. There's two people pooping in a hole.
I'm sure they were gliding some stuff in, but it was probably in kilos.
Yeah. That was another thing.
Late at night.
Well, I told you this story about how when my dad sold his business, there was a time where he was welding compartments in trucks that were, you know, hidey holes for maybe drugs.
Yeah.
I ever tell you this story?
He was creating James Bond style compartments. Yes, you have. And I think it's still great.
Yeah. But like, I mean, my dad got paid to do that, which I really don't have a problem with that. Like, a lot of people would like look down on their dad for doing that. But like, it's not like he was like selling drugs or anything. He was just like, all right, who says what that hiding department was for? Like, you know, like they could have been said, hey, we want you to, you know, cut out a hole at the bottom of this truck. We want you to put like a little container that we can put stuff in. Not saying what it is, but we want you to do this. And if you're a welder or a fabricator and they want that, like, it's none of my business to be able to ask like what you're going to put in there. Right. But I mean, we all kind of knew.
You apply your trade and you
exactly.
Don't ask questions when they pay you in cash.
Now, if you were a cop, like, would you go after the guy? Like, I mean, like, I think any good defense attorney could get like a welder off, not sexually, but what I'm saying, get him off by like, you know, being like criminally negligent for, you know, welding compartments in a van or something. Like, I mean, there's enough wiggle room there where a defense attorney, if he's any good, could get your client off.
I'm sure Morgan and Morgan could get you off in one way or another.
But am I right or am I wrong? Like, you'd be like, Your Honor, my client, you know, was just told that you know, they wanted this little compartment underneath the floorboard in this rape type van. He didn't know what was being put in there. He didn't know, like, if, you know, they were transporting money for business purposes in case they got carjacked. Nobody could find it. I mean, is it illegal to put cash in a hidden compartment in a van? No, Your Honor. I think that this case is preposterous.
With your luck, your lawyer would be the guy that Ralph Macchio's friend.
Yeah, the stutterer. For.
You'd be stuck with that son of a bitch, and you'd be across from the guy from The New Adventures of Lois and Clark, just grilling you. Hey, you can stay out of my cabin, Lane Smith. Who knows that guy's name? God, I suck.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. Then he played the newspaper. Like, did you ever notice like how like weird DCU or DC like ripped off Marvel, or was it the other way around?
Did you ever notice how they won't acknowledge Dean Cain as the greatest Superman ever?
Oh, I love Dean Cain. Like, he was way better than that one guy. Not Christopher Reeves, the one that played the one before what's his face, that played in the James or the Mission Impossible movie. What was his name? God damn it. The one guy that played in and Gene Hackman played, what's his face? Oh,
Reeves.
No. Well, no, there was another one. No, what's his face? The guy from American Beauty that everybody thinks is the gay pedophile.
Oh, Spacey?
Yeah, Spacey. Who, that one, Superman Returns, was that movie, I think.
Okay, there's too many Superman. What about the other Superman that died in the 40s?
Oh. Well, Henry Cavill is the one that I'm talking about, the newest one, but the one before him. Yeah. What the hell was that guy's name? He was a flash in the pan.
The guy from Smallville?
Yes.
Whatever his name
is. I don't even know. But that was such a bad Superman movie.
Yeah, that guy was not a very good actor to begin with.
Yeah, that one was really, really bad.
I was never a Superman fan.
No, I wasn't either.
I liked Batman better.
But J.K. Simmons playing Jonah Jameson in the Spider-Man movies is brilliant, though, in my opinion.
He's fantastic in the Coen brothers, the Lady Killers movie.
Oh, the Lady Killers, where he has the IBS, the irritable bowel syndrome.
There's no cure, just control. I'd kindly like it if you didn't refer to Mountain Girl that way. He's like, you brought your bitch to the Waffle Hut.
His bitch to the Waffle Hut.
He is an underrated actor, though. When you say like J.K. Simmons is I really do think he. What other movies was J.K. Simmons in?
He almost gave up acting because he was in the TV show Oz as the white supremacist guy. And he thought he was gonna be typecast as that.
Oz was such an underrated TV show. Christopher Milani, the guy from Law and Order SVU. Yeah. Isn't it weird that he was like he was a main rapist in jail?
Mm-hmm. He played crazy character. Chuck Zito was in it. There was a bunch of people.
That played that Atabadu guy, the Jamaican, like Santeria type guy? What was
that dude was crazy as hell. He was working in the kitchen.
Yeah, and then
the guy in the wheelchair that ended up going on and doing a bunch of stuff, and his name escaped.
He was in the Matrix. We talked about the Matrix yesterday. He was in the Matrix movies. Who was the guy that played Cypher in the Matrix movie? Joe Pantoliano.
Yeah, he's great in The Sopranos. He plays Ralph Zipporetto.
Dude, he came into the studio for the Phillips file. And it was one of the greatest interviews, and he was right. He was the only actor that I have ever heard say this. Okay. He says you do one movie for the money, one movie for the art, one movie for the location. You try to do that every year. One movie for the money, one movie for the art, one movie for location.
Yeah. I mean, he ended up, because he was in that first, Bad Boys movie. He ended up being in the other ones too.
Wasn't he also a pimp in Trading Places? Wasn't he the pimp in Trading Places?
He was the, and in Midnight Run, he's the bell bondsman, the guy that owns the shop that sends Robert De Niro out to go find Charles Grodin.
But Joey Pant, like he is, there are so many great actors out there that have played these little bit roles and stuff that are you're like, why didn't they become bigger than what they actually were?
Yeah, he's a guy that should have been in a lot more stuff, too. Again, I just keep thinking about maybe because I just watched it the other day in The Sopranos. I mean, he had such a great.
She was a whore. She was a whore.
You got to look. Yeah, that between that, the chick that he kills in the third season and then the horse that he kills in the fourth season.
And then that fight between him and
Tony is great in the kitchen.
It's where they spray him with roach spray.
Oh, dude, that is so great. And then Christopher comes over and he's all fucked up on heroin and they got
Christopher.
You know, that's actually funny that we talk about that because a story just came out that James Gandolfini and Michael Imperioli were so messed up when they were doing the scene where they throw the body off that thing. They were so
messed up. They cut the head off too, right? Yeah. They cut the head off.
They chained him to a tree because they were worried that they would fall off that cliff there because they just kept running around and messing around with stuff where they were trying to light the scene. So when they go to throw that body off that cliff, you got to picture
chained up.
They're hammered out of their mind after drinking a bottle of Wild Turkey between them.
What was your favorite episode of The Sopranos? And there was a lot of stories they did not tie up.
Yes.
And like the Russian, like remember the Russian?
And the Pine Barrens.
And the Pine Barrens. Like that one, I wanted to know what happened. My favorite was when Polly was like, he's like some interior decorator for the Russian.
Russian ministry. And he's like, what? His house looked like shit. Yeah, that whole scene. You know, that show would have been completely different, too, because there would have been that whole arc about his mom testifying against Tony in the third season. But died. And they did. That was the first time that they did the CGI.
The head on the body. It looked so bad.
So this is how many times I've watched that damn show. I know what scenes they use scenes from the first season of her when they use the head thing and the hanky wave and stuff like that. That's all from around the first season when they throw her in the old folks home. Because that's the only other scene where she's sitting in the same similar kind of chair and they cut it out. It looks terrible now going back and looking at it. But at the time, it was like, shit, how did they actually do that?
Yeah, it was. But CGI, like going back and looking at it.
CGI, not
bad.
Only that, but in Blu-ray, too, where you can actually tell on the DVD, it's like, OK, you can. It doesn't
because it's so blurry there. You can't see the fine edges of.
You can really tell how they cut it. Yeah.
Like, for example, like I was watching Spider-Man 2 with Doc Ock, Alfred Molina, because that was on. And the part where he grabs Kirsten Dunst out of the cafe and starts climbing up the building. I was like, oh man, this is horrendous.
What's your favorite Alfred Molina role? Because he's had so many of them.
Well, no, but I can't think of any. That's the thing about it is that he's had great roles.
You know what? I loved him in Boogie Nights as Eddie Nash. They end up robbing him and he's got the poppers. He's got Chinese kid throwing the fireworks.
That was the best. No, I'm sorry.
He's great in Maverick too as the outlaw that he screws over that they end up in the card game on the riverboat. Remember with
Yeah.
He was great in that role. He was, you know, Doc Ock was whatever. And what was the other one that I was thinking? Now I forgot the other one. Damn it. My mind just went blank again. But yeah, I think Boogie Nights is my favorite Alfred Molina.
Yeah, it is because like when he breaks out that shotgun and just starts spraying everywhere.
He shoots Thomas Jane right in the chest when he tries to kick the door. Yeah, he's a young Thomas Jane and it's Thomas Jane, John C. Reilly and a young Marky Mark trying to rob Alfred Molina and that Asian kid throwing fireworks.
And then that big Jesse's fat black dude. Playing.
Yeah, Faison. That was in Wonderland. The black guy, too.
Jesse
I forget what that.
Girl.
She should be with me. And he's dancing around the house in a robe. Actually, I like the Val Kilmer movie that they did Wonderland about, you know, the real robbery and murder that happened with Johnny Watt Holmes and the Eddie Nash guy that they ended up ripping off.
Dude, but that movie gave, that scene gave me more anxiety out of any other movie scene that I've ever watched, though, because
I want the motherfucking money that's into the motherfucking bed in the goddamn safe. He's like, what? We came here to do something and we're going to do it.
No, but like, I mean, just the fireworks that were like going off, like every time you heard that pop, you were just like, you would jump. Like, I don't know who directed that movie, but it was a perfect scene with the music, just the setting, the fireworks going off and everything. It just like the firecrackers, it was just like it raised my anxiety to a whole new level.
Yeah, it was P.T. Anderson.
Man, ugh,
great movie, even though that Burt Reynolds hated it. Yeah, and I think the best part is one of my favorite parts is when Bill Macy blows his head off.
Yeah. Well, he blows his wife and that dude away first. Yeah,
he just
then
walks in there and smiles and then he shoots himself.
I mean, that's a way to go out like a champ, though. Like, I mean, because there were so many scenes where, like, remember where he walks out into the parking lot and like his wife is getting railed by some dude.
Everybody's just
watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all watching. And like he plays it off. That, I mean, that right there shows you like suppressed anger, how it just builds up.
I wonder if that happened at any former radio homes,
radio homes. John Holmes, I see the Freudian slip there.
Yeah.
Because we're all right, Charlie. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you joining me on Sunday. We'll do it next weekend. Once again, if you want to follow Charlie Alamo, you can follow him on Twitter at Real Lame Charlie. We're gonna be talking this week about him doing some Saturday content.
Yes.
For the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream on youtube.com/Tuttle.
And the
make
new
sure you
Sunday
subscribe.
Show, the new yeah. Sunday show that we're going to be doing as well. So, yeah, a lot of new content. So if you're bored, check it out. Subscribe. Tell people that you hate and like about youtube.com/Tuttle.
All right, guys, going to take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay, so go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in Volusia, Brevard, or Flagler counties, you need to reach out to Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. On his site, you can learn more about Ian's use of premium photography and aggressive marketing to sell your home quickly and painlessly. So if you're a first-time buyer and not sure where to start, connect with Ian at ianhannahomes.com.
Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I got Ciroc, who I thought was my friend, texting me and telling me that he's going to strangle me. I don't know. Like, see, if that would be a white person telling a black person that he's going to strangle them, that would be a hate crime.
Okay, no, well, I didn't say I was
going to
kill you.
When it's an no, but you threatened me with violence.
That
was, man.
I mean, strangle you with love. That's completely mm-hmm. different. Mm-hmm. You never choke somebody with love. Where's my girl? I'm just kidding.
All right. I mean, if you want, you know, I've been working out a lot. Remember, I mean, like,
you've been up early. Well, like 5 a.m., right?
Yeah.
Catching the sunrise and sunset.
And I've been hiking with a weighted backpack.
Oh, wait. You've been hiking? You throwing bricks in the backpack? What's in the backpack?
Yeah,
the weights?
No, weights. Like, I got a Cadillac. Did you like lifting weights? Did you guys call the 45-pounder plates Cadillac?
No,
I know. Growing
why
up that,
call
in the '90s, that like I don't know, like we just were like, "Hey, man, you lifting those two Cadillacs?" Like that was like a big deal, you know. Because you gotta remember, I was like a fucking like little scrawny white kid, so Like if you could get up 145, you were like, all right, cool.
Yeah, but now 135, that's like the benchmark for everyone. You know? That's where you start, 135.
But you know, like I mean, but I've been like putting a 45-pound weight in a backpack.
Okay.
And that's what I've been hiking with, and I've been doing over 10 miles a day.
Now, when you say hiking, are you like...
Hiking, you would think you're going on an incline, but okay. I mean, wait, we live in Florida, very much incline.
So basically, you just walk really far.
Yeah, I'm just walking really, really far. But, I mean, like, it's been helping me out a lot. And, like, I've been... And you know what? My best friend said you're complete full of crap. You don't know what you're talking about with the apple cider vinegar and the turmeric and all that stuff. I've seen a big difference in the burnt, like extra body, that stubborn body fat.
Who said that doesn't work?
I'm not telling you.
The person that said that to you, would you trade bodies with them?
Probably not. No. Okay. But you said that, oh, that's all just like, oh, you know, like what you made it seem like it was witchcraftery or something.
Turmeric does work. The ACV, the apple cider vinegar, it's not a lot of research about it, but it's...
I'm sure it makes my semen taste like crap.
Think it's bad for you, but I don't think it's like also like that good for you at the same time. You know what I mean? But the thing is, like, if you take it and you think it helps you, then you know what they say, half the battle is mental. So it may help you mentally regardless.
No, when I used to wrestle back in the day, and I think it would make a great YouTube special, me versus you
in a wrestling
match. Yes, wrestling.
Listen, I'm going to say this now. I probably won't say it again. No, I'm just kidding. Now, you might. I don't know. How much you weigh right now?
I'm measuring in 6 foot tall, 180 pounds.
Yeah, it might be pretty even because I'm like, what, 5'10", maybe 5'10", 5'11". 190.
Man, you're a little short doggy dog, aren't you?
Oh man, well, I'm like, I mean, is it short? I don't know. I feel like 5'10 is not like, it's not like mind game short, right? Like I'm never in a situation where I'm like, oh man.
But would you be okay wrestling me with the singlet, on? Like I will buy the singlets.
As long as you wear a cup.
Like, you know what I'm talking about? The wrestling one where it makes your junk look big and everything. Like, I mean, it would be pretty bad. Like you would have already like walked out and you know, like,
listen,
I'd
I wouldn't mind you wearing it, but we're not doing like the starting positions. You know what I mean?
No, we are too. Yes. No. We're on straight doggy starting position.
Dude, this is straight Jake Paul, Logan Paul type of match we got going on here. There's rules,
and
but
guess
it's not
what?
Really rules.
They're getting paid.
Oh my God.
So like we just go around and just like challenge like, you know, semi pseudo celebrities around Tampa Bay area, like Titus
O'Neil. Titus
O'Neil.
I knew you were gonna say.
Yeah, Titus O'Neil would be the last guy that I want to wrestle. But I mean, the only reason I brought that up is because Florida Gators played the University of South Florida Bulls this past weekend.
What a sad game.
Let me ask you this. All right, go ahead and say what you were going to... I'm sorry. Go ahead and say,
well, one,
and then I'll get to my point.
When you're talking about the wrestling, I automatically thought of, remember Jackass, where they used to, like, chase each other, wrestle each other, like, random spots, and just destroy the place.
Just like in department stores, like, when they fought Butterball. Yeah. Remember Butterbean or whatever? Butterbean, the boxer?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Say what you want. Even though he was a big lard-ass, like, he would lay the wood to you.
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't fight that guy. Like, I fight him now, probably, but I wouldn't fight him then.
Johnny, I still wouldn't fight him now.
Yeah, I guess you really don't lose that like punching technique. And then,
like,
some
people just know how to punch, right? Like, yeah. I mean, they
and
could be the most they could be the most out of shape people in the world. Like, those are the ones you got to be worried about. Like, have you ever heard of? I hate to use this word because I know it's offensive to people, but. White trash that have that white trash retard strength.
Yeah.
Like they don't know. Like their mind doesn't tell them, hey, you shouldn't be lifting something this heavy.
You're in pain right now.
Right now. You're basically giving yourself a hernia later on in life. You're basically ripping your guts out of your abdomen right now by
Did
lifting
you know
this
Did you know, speaking of, I'm not saying like they're white trash because they're definitely not, but my, you know that redheads, like, you know, people with red hair, obviously, can endure more pain. No, but they can endure more pain than the average person because it's some like genetic thing. I don't know what it is. Because
they're gingers.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get made fun of all your life for being a ginger, of course you can take more pain.
No, I mean, like more physical pain too. Like,
oh, I was about to say. Oh, okay. I was about to say.
Not like they got like a sticks and stones type of mindset, but no, they can take more physical pain. It's something to do with their like, I don't know, nervous system.
Yeah, because they're freaks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, like kind of like Ninja Turtles.
I mean, they are freaks, though. I mean, come on. I mean, you're pale as hell, living in Florida. You got red hair, freckles.
No,
this is not the last place you ever want to live.
He's not in Florida. He's my buddy. So he's getting married. He's supposed to get married this past summer, but COVID obviously pushed it to next year. But his girl is from London. So the wedding is in
London. Oh, it's perfect. Irish, you would think, because a lot of Irish people are redhead, freckled, pale skin.
Yeah, I'm excited to go.
I only see gingers living in the North or South Pole, like Antarctica or the North.
Yeah, and like they only get a little, like, then.
Yeah, you only get 6 months of sun.
But I'm curious, though, to see like the rest of the family. You know what I mean? Because I've seen like pictures of him and his family, and most of them are redheads, but I just want to. You know, I think I'm gonna take it all in, seeing like a group of redheads like together.
Have you ever been with a redheaded woman?
Lord of the Rings, pretty much.
You ever been with a redheaded woman?
And
I'm not talking about a African American woman that has dyed her hair red. Yeah, I'm talking about true like redhead, and they all get that question. Hey, man, does carpet match the drape, or
no,
does the drapes match the carpet?
I'm trying to think. I think so. Is that bad that I have to like say I think so? Yeah, I have. I think I have. I mean, I don't want to like imagine that I have, but I'm pretty sure I have.
I mean, do you think there's like any truth to the stereotypes of, you know, red in the head, fire in the hole type thing? You ever heard that one? That's a very Southern thing. Red on the head, fire in the hole.
Red on the head, fire in the hole. No, I've never heard that. You know,
that's
funny.
A very Southern thing.
It's always funny to hear like kind of
what
like,
Southern sayings. Like my dad always used to like, you know, like it's funny when you're younger. Like I used to see my dad like when a good rainstorm would come through, like he would walk out to the front door or walk out on the front porch and just watch the rain and the thunderstorm. Like when you get older, you start appreciating, things when you get older. Like does that sound weird at all? Like I always used to wonder why my dad would stand at the front door or walk out on the porch just to watch a good thunderstorm.
Yeah, I mean like even the way you dress, do you find yourself dressing like how your dad would dress?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember like as a kid we'd be like, man, if I do anything like my parents, I'm gonna kick my own ass.
Yeah. And now I'm like, I do everything like my parents.
But are you ever going to get to that point where you're like wearing dad clothes though? Like, have you ever seen those like Geico commercials where they're like first time owners that are becoming their parents?
Yeah.
And they got that guy like telling them like what they can or can't do. Like the guy's buying like a shirt that he already owns like two or three of them on. And he's like, oh, what do you mean? Like, they're making a whole store out of selling candles? Like, what could the overhead be like that? And then he walks up to a kid at a koi pond, and he's like, hey, do you want to do... Can you guess what type of fish they are? And the kid doesn't answer. He's like, stop being koi. And he's like, get it? There's koi in the... You know, like, stuff like that.
Yeah,
like dad
stuff.
Jokes.
I mean, I haven't... I'm not to the level of dad jokes yet, but I'm definitely at, like... The dad outfits.
Like you're really not caring as much of like looking cool. Like you just wear what you feel comfortable wearing.
Exactly. Dress for comfort. Even if it looks silly. Well, I don't know. I'm still in that line. I don't want to look silly, but you know, kind of like earth tones type colors. Yeah. I don't know. Like yesterday, for instance.
But has your chick ever like called you out? Like, are you wearing that?
No. I mean, like I think I have a sense of fashion, but like, for instance, yesterday I had on like some like above the knee shorts and like a collared shirt.
Above the knee shorts for an African American gentleman. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to stereotype. Like I said, but like I don't even wear shorts above the knee.
Listen,
like I don't do it.
in a collared shirt with shoes on, but I didn't have.
Was that a Lacoste? Kind of like loafers,
but I didn't have socks on. I haven't worn socks in so long for some reason.
Well, was it a Lacoste, like, you know, with the little gator on on the thing?
No,
like,
no. This was, I don't know. It was I don't even know what type of shirt it was, but it was comfy. But like, but then I didn't even go anywhere. I just sat at home.
Have you? I used to feel like, even in my early 30s, I felt like a complete douchebag walking into an Abercrombie and Fitch like store. Yeah, doesn't it make you feel like, unless you're in your early 20s to mid 20s, like you don't have any business, because everything is like tight in the shoulders, tight in the sleeves to make your like if you are a little bit overweight, like you have no business being in Abercrombie and Fitch.
Exactly. Like in this, like, and the shirts would be so tight. It's like you would think like their shirts would come with like deodorant. Because it'd be so tight on your armpit, like you would just immediately sweat. Like it was ridiculous. And I remember in high school, like that was the thing though. Like you were cool if you worked at, you know, American Eagle or
PacSun or PacSun, or maybe even like at the van store. Like the van store has become like hipsters. You know, but yeah, for hipsters. But
and all they would do is faux t-shirts the whole time.
Yeah, it's really, really weird. Like,
really tough.
And then for the longest time, I used to go through this stage of buying like these old like retro type t-shirts. Like nobody would ever get, like, you know, like Zelda shirts or something like that.
Yeah, but
you
now
know,
they're like cool though. That's the thing.
Yeah, they are cool. I wish I had all those.
Yeah, but isn't that funny how that works? So it's like you have something in style at the time. And then it goes out of style. And then like it comes back out like 20 years
later. And
now
it's back and you're like, oh man, I wish I would have kept all those clothes.
Yeah, but now it's like $100 instead of like the $5 you paid just the first time.
Did you ever used to go into, what is the goth stores that were in all the malls?
Spencer's?
Hot Topic.
Oh, Hot Topic. Spencer's was a sex store, right?
Yeah. Spencer's like had dirty like joke stuff, but like Hot Topic was like, you
chains.
Would see like, yeah, but like, were you ever into the like goth, like white girl, like hipster?
No, I think that was like,
chick,
I think the Matrix
like, scene chick.
Did that. You know, Matrix came out and then like everybody was like, made it like maybe semi cool to wear like a trench coat. You know,
Dylan and what's his face? The guys from Columbine kind of ruined the whole.
Yeah. The trench coat thing.
speaking of the Matrix, did you see the new trailer? Like, I wanted to see.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday.
Why does it seem like they got Keanu to do the Matrix, but he'd already signed up to do another John Wick movie?
Yeah,
because
I was just going to say that.
It's John Wick as Neo, in my opinion.
It is. I mean, technically it is, but it's like, you know, it's funny because on HBO they had the trilogy, and I rewatched, I think, the second and third one. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, it's still a great movie, but then, like, I watched a trailer of the new one.
How do you
one.
Not have Lawrence Fishburne in this movie?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's...
Is he supposed to be, like, a younger version?
Yeah. It's supposed to be, like, a whole reset, I think. But if you notice in the trailer, like, they've got... If you notice, like, everybody's paying attention to their phone, so... I think they're going to be like, oh, it's like a whole, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, thing about, oh, we're already wired into the Matrix because we live our lives on social media. You know, like, did you notice that in the trailer?
When he's in the elevator?
Elevator and everybody's on their phones and stuff.
Maybe it's just humans are just addicted to not being human.
Yeah, and I discussed this with Charlie yesterday that did you know, like, the Wachowski brothers are now the Wachowski sisters?
Wait, what?
I did not know this until Charlie told me. I thought maybe they were the Wachowski brothers were like handing it down to their daughters. But no, the Wachowski brothers are now like in that Caitlyn Jenner phase, where if you look in the trailer, it says from Lana Wachowski. I was like, oh, cool. He's handing it down to his daughter. No, that's one of the Wachowski brothers.
Oh my goodness. I'm looking
at
it. But
they're
right
now they're transgender.
Lana Wachowski.
Lana,
L-A-N-A. Lana and Lily.
Yeah.
Wow. You can just do that now?
Yeah, like they're not the Wachowski brothers anymore. They're the Wachowski sisters. Like, yeah, I mean, like, I have no problem with that, but it kind of like it threw me off there for a little bit.
Like, but I don't know, man. Like, when I'm not against it. I mean, I support you. You should be able to do what you want, but like, where's the limit?
I'll give you credit. Like,
I'm an iPhone. I'm an iPhone 13 tomorrow.
Until you get your penis chopped off.
Yeah,
like you got to go full in. Like you got to go all in. Like you're playing a hand of poker. Like you got to put all the chips in the middle of the table like, you see what I'm saying? You got to banana split it. And you know that's what they do, right?
That's like, would you rather? Would you rather be a guy who goes to a girl goes to a guy?
Well, Dr. Dan Diaco, remember from Bubba's show, he had this saying, it's easier to make a hole than it is to make a pole.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
No, it is, because what they do is they basically split your penis right down the middle.
Okay.
They fold it inside of you, and that becomes your vagina.
Oh, so you don't lose it then. It's just reshaped.
Well, no, you lose it because they cut all the cartilage and everything out of it.
And you can't go back. You can't be like, you know what? Yeah. Change my mind.
No. There's no going back from that one. No.
but from a woman's perspective. From the woman's side.
No, what they do is, look, I'm using the correct word. I know I'm on YouTube and stuff now, so I'm probably going to get...
You're not, man. Partially.
Okay. They take the clitoris.
Okay.
And they take that part and they enlarge that to create the penile for the female wanting to change the men.
Okay. Do they get balls or no?
No.
Oh. Can't fake that, huh?
No, but they actually have to put like a Reebok pump thing where it's like.
Wait. Wait.
No, it's like a bicycle. It's like, you know how you used to get the Reebok pumps?
Yeah.
You could like, you'd be like, man, I want to jump higher. And you
go. Yeah, okay. So is that something the doctor does, or you do that?
Yeah, they
like
put,
whatever you
they
want
put
as a
like
person.
A little rubber tube in there. And before you want to, you have to plug in the thing. And you go,
okay. I thought it was like a manual thing to where like you just choose when you wanted balls or not. Like you could be, you know, maybe something.
No testicles at all. It's a little thing that hooks up that you put there and you.
Wow. Lance Armstrong is shaking his head somewhere.
And then, but because you remember, like, all right, with men, the head of the penis is the most sensitive area, you know? Like,
not really. That's, I feel like you have the least amount of nerves there.
Wait, right under the under part. I'm not talking about the top part of it. I'm talking about that little underneath part.
Okay.
If you're circumcised, that little, you know, that little like area right there underneath the top part. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a very sensitive part for guys.
Right.
Like, wouldn't you agree? Like.
Yeah, I mean,
or like, maybe different. I don't know.
Maybe, like, Tuttle, you need to go get that checked out because you're not supposed to feel that.
am I crazy by saying that or not? Like,
I'm just
being honest.
Picture what part you're talking about.
Okay, so you have the bulbous part of the penis. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Like the top, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Like the top of
and
a rocket
have
ship.
And then you have the whole area, the urethra part. Okay.
Right.
That little part right underneath of it at the bottom, at the undercarriage of the bulbous part.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, notice if it's sensitive. You know what I mean?
Okay. I guess I'm just weird then.
No, you know, I mean, you could be right. I just never really, you know.
Then what is your most sensitive area then?
I don't know. I would say the back of my neck, probably.
Oh my God. Whatever. I'm talking about the whatever. All right. See, you know what? You make me look like such a complete loser.
Something could be wrong with me. That's a possibility. I think everything works fine though.
Anyways, real quick on college football, by the way, I know we had talked about the USF Gators game. I wanted to ask you, okay, so now this starting quarterback for the Gators, Emory Jones, he's been waiting for 3 years
right,
to get the starting job, okay? Not saying anything bad. He's still good. He could start at any other place, but this freshman, okay, now this freshman that's coming
Richardson,
in, his
right?
name is Anthony Richardson. He's wearing number 15. His nickname is AR-15. I wonder how well the anti-gun people are liking that name. But like, he's coming out and absolutely killing it. Like, he only threw three. He only, he threw five passes and had over 200 yards and ran it four times and almost had 170 yards
running. Yeah, but it was also USF. It was no pressure. It was.
Emory threw two interceptions against USF. Anthony Richardson did.
It's hard to say. I don't think one
so
game,
what do you do?
One game
do you
is
go
not
with
gonna
the
like say you're the greatest thing in college football. You
and he
know
still
what I mean?
Did the same thing. I mean, Anthony Richardson outplayed him in the first game too.
Listen, I say if when they play
Alabama next weekend, by the way, which is a big it's the biggest test. I mean, it's the number one team in the country.
Yeah, so if he plays well against Alabama or even plays decent, then yeah, man, the kid has potential. But I think Alabama's always going to like expose the hyped quarterbacks more
but
than
can
anything.
You but can you have a system with two quarterbacks though?
In college, yeah. Anywhere else, no,
you can't. But like, what if though? Rhythm is a big thing in sports. So rhythm,
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, but, I mean, Chris Leak was ahead of him, and Tim Tebow was a freshman. But when Tim Tebow came in, you already knew what Tim Tebow was doing. He was running the ball. He was running.
He's like, what's the guy for the Saints?
He was a fullback. He was a fullback.
Yeah, but he's also, like, but Tim Tebow was also a hell of a leader, too.
He was a freak.
But that's what people don't understand, man. Go ahead.
What do you think about Tim Tebow being on Second Take now with, what's his face?
I haven't watched it, but who is he with?
The one guy, you know, the guy, the African-American gentleman with the other white guy, Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith. Okay. He's on there with Tim Tebow?
Yeah. No, Tim Tebow is going to be on now with Stephen A. Smith because they got rid of the other guy.
What? Why did they, Max Kellerman?
Yeah, they did. I think so. Yeah.
For what? So, Max was always...
No, but like, how do you argue with like...
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow. Like you're automatically going to be looking like the bully. You're going to look like the bad guy. And Tim's going to be like, you know, Stephen A., I see your point and I forgive you.
I see your point, but it's just, you know, I woke up this morning and the Lord, you know, spoke to me and he said that the Gators are going to win. And, you know, I'm not disrespecting any other league. I just praise God. But yes, Stephen A., I feel the same way.
God bless you, Stephen A.
God bless you. And God bless everybody else that's listening right now. Like, God damn, man.
Even if you're a Seminoles fan that lost to Jacksonville State yesterday.
It's okay. The good thing about Saturday football is Sunday church service in the morning. How about that? Can I get amen?
Amen. But did you see that FSU did lose to a Division II school?
Oh my God. I saw the highlight this morning. It was on Facebook and I just saw like a Hail Mary and then how do you not tackle? I never really understood like he catches the ball. That's hard enough as is.
He had to still run 10 yards. You should be able to tackle him within 10 yards. At least trip him up.
Something.
Like, even if he's way bigger than you, just go low and trip him up.
Yeah. And then, like, you see afterwards, like, the everybody's talking about how, like, the cheerleaders, like, it was a couple male cheerleaders, and their faces was just, just wide open shock.
Like, this is the lowest of low for the Seminoles, right? Like, I mean, this is rock bottom, right?
What are they, 0-2?
0-2. They lost to a Division II school, Jacksonville State.
Oh, my God. FSU's what? What's their conference again?
ACC.
ACC. They need to just get out of the ACC and go play. Why don't they go to the Big 12? They've been needing some teams.
No, well, the Big 12 is actually taking UCF.
Oh, yeah, and BYU and some other school.
But
damn,
now
how do you feel about this, though? How do you feel about all these like conference
regional,
switches?
Though. But it's not regional anymore, though. Conferences used to be about regions, and UCF is nowhere near where the Big 12 is. Like, for example, Nebraska being in the Big Ten. Like, Nebraska is nowhere near, like, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State.
I mean, it kind of is.
It's still in the Midwest, though.
Yeah, I mean, where else would they go if they were to the Big Ten? I mean, I guess the Mountain West.
And now, like, Oklahoma, I mean, I don't even agree. Oklahoma and Texas being a part of the SEC.
Dude, that's, like, I don't understand that. It might as well be the SEC versus everyone else.
Well, now what they're doing is they're moving Alabama and Auburn over to the Eastern Division with Florida, and then Oklahoma and Texas is going to be in the West.
See, that's already the issue that there's even two divisions in one conference.
Well, I mean, ACC is two divisions. See, for the longest time, the SEC was the only conference that had two divisions that played a championship game. And then all the other conferences started seeing, like, playing that extra game would help you out. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you won your conference championship game, like, it was a better case for you to play for the national championship.
All the more confusing on, you know, who deserved to be where. I mean, it's
politics. Now everybody's playing conference championships. ACC's playing conference. Everybody's playing a conference championship now.
Do you think that the playoff system they have now has done better than it was when it was just like the BCS?
There's still somebody always getting left out, though. Right. There's always, if you want me to be honest, the only way you do it is you consolidate all the teams into eight conferences. Okay.
You said eight?
The winner, eight conferences in the whole United States. Okay.
Okay.
Each winner of each conference represents, because you're playing on accolades by winning, okay? So what I'm saying is you break everybody and you put them into eight separate conferences, okay?
Okay.
Then the winner of each conference, no matter what, because it's based on record, not on rankings, gets to represent in the final eight tournament.
Oh, wait. So it's based on record?
So you have eight conferences. Yeah, because it won't go down to the top four. It won't be on voting. It'll be whoever wins their conference gets to represent their conference in the national title tournament.
But what do you do, like, if two teams or three teams are tied with the same record?
But it's whoever wins the conference. If you make it to your championship game, you see what I'm saying?
Okay, like,
the winner of the SEC, the winner of the ACC, the winner of the Big 12, the winner of the Big 10, the winner of the Pac-10. The winner of their conferences get to represent tournament.
So within the conference, though, so say, what if there's three, what's the matchup in the conference championship?
For example, in the SEC, you got East versus West. Whoever wins the East and whoever wins the West will play for the conference championship. And that winner would play and represent in the championship tournament.
So the winner of the East plays in one of the West. But what if the winner of each, say the East, for example, how do you?
Well, then it's head to head matchups. Then it's all head to head matchups. So say Georgia, Florida,
they could easily all have the same record.
Georgia, no, dude. If Georgia, the East plays the East, West plays the West. If Florida and Georgia are tied at the end of the year, whoever won the head-to-head matchup is the one that represents that division. You see what I'm saying?
There's no way someone can be, multiple teams can have the same record in a side of a division?
Yeah, but then it would all come down to head-to-head matchups like it would in the NFL. Like in the AFC East, if the Dolphins and the Patriots tied, whoever won the head-to-head matchup, and then if they were tied, split 1-1, it would be a point difference.
Hmm. Okay, so, like, say if Florida beats Georgia, and Georgia beats, what's another team in the conference on the same side?
Tennessee.
Georgia beats Tennessee, but Tennessee beat Florida, and they all have the same record. How do you know who goes? Because technically,
Then it goes down to points difference. Points scored versus points allowed.
That's tough. I mean, that's it makes sense, but it's also like, I mean, either way, someone's always going to get left out regardless.
No, but that's the only fair way, though, Ciroc, though. Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, when you leave it up to people voting, And then, there's always going to be some type of favoritism.
Like, okay, then what if it's like, which happens to the SEC all the time, say if the SEC East has the dominant teams. Say they all
they
have
one teams. Well,
and
there's
they play against
teams.
A five-loss East team. You know, it's...
It's really confusing. The only way you can really, really do it is make 8 conferences. The winner of each conference represents. And then, but then you're going to have to get rid of, because you remember at the beginning of every college football season, you always play 2 cupcake teams.
Right.
You're going to have to get rid of those cupcake games. Okay.
Okay.
Play conference only and you get 1 rivalry game. Because you, I mean, that's a great thing about college football. The final game of the season is always rivalry week. Okay. So you would still be able to play Florida versus Florida State, even though they're not in the same conference.
Okay. They should, yeah. I mean, I guess, I mean, I do like the playoff
format. But you got to get rid of, I mean, to do an 8-game tournament, you would have to get rid of the 2 cupcake, like opening season games. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Or, you know, it'd be kind of cool. This is just, you know, an idea. I wish they had like 1 year they had like the conference championships, and then the next year it was like the national championship wasn't every year. It'd be like every other year.
What like college or like the Olympics? Like we only
did
it like every
like
2 years.
Like the not the World Cup, the like the European Cup. So then like
or
like
the Ryder Cup. No, the Ryder Cup in golf they do every 2 years. Like
yeah, but like
every other.
But like your record would be of the 2 years, not the
oh,
1 year.
Oh, the 2 years. Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
so
but,
like
but,
for redshirt freshmen, for, you know.
I mean, that would make it interesting because then you would be like, all right, it would be over a body of work where it's like, okay, yeah, you might have lost some studs from the previous year, but then it's planning of, it's like more of an average, you know, like rebuilding.
Right. Right.
I could see that. I would like that too.
So then, like, you can have, like, because you know how, like, certain schools, like, they don't play every team in their conference that year. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I mean,
but the same thing with the SEC. I mean, but they're going to have to get away with that. Like, for example, Florida plays LSU every year, but they're in the West.
Right. But now, if you did it every 2 years or every other year,
you get a better sampling size.
Exact. So then you actually would have, like, the best all around teams who wiped the, you know, Alabama that beat everybody and some playing a national championship or playing in the playoffs or whatever it may be. Just an idea.
Do we hate Nick Saban because he just wins all the time? Or do we hate him because he's an
A-hole? Honestly, I don't think it's Nick Saban, man. It's his team, man. He's a hell of a coach. And I think he deserves everything he's credited for. But come on, I mean, it's easy to recruit the best talent when you are the best team.
Yeah.
Like LeBron,
what do you think about the players being able to make money off of their image? I think it's a great thing. I think it's a great thing.
But what's going to happen is, though, it's going to change the whole landscape of college football, right? Because you're going to have so many. Mm-hmm. I think it'll motivate. I think it'll be way more competitive. I think it'll motivate players to be as good as they can.
Like, yeah. if you were at USF, wouldn't you go to, like, the hottest bars? Like, if you were a star player at USF, you'd be like, yo, after every game, I'm going to come party at your bar. I mean, I'm being dead serious. Like, I mean, you would be able to get away with that.
Yeah, but you still have to follow within the NCAA, like, rules and stuff as a student athlete. Like, yeah, you can get paid for stuff, but you can't go to the bar and get hammered or, you know, or make a fool out of yourself and stuff like that.
It's legal to get drunk.
Yeah, but most of those players are 21 and under. I mean, think about it. By the time you graduate college, like, traditionally, you should be, what, 22?
Yeah.
18 to 22? Yeah.
I know you're probably not into tennis, and this will be the last thing.
You know, actually, no, don't say that. That is one of the sports I want to start, like, just playing for fun.
Did you watch the women's U.S. Open yesterday at all?
But I got the notification that somebody won, a teenager.
18-year-old, like, she... Okay, listen. So, like, the U.S. Open is actually what it means. It's an open. Like, any amateur can qualify. But
really?
you gotta play through, like, a 3 or 4 round qualifying opening before you even get to the real tournament, okay?
Ooh.
So, this girl from Great Britain, her name's Emma Raducanu, okay? So, she's a mutt, though. Like, I hate to say mutt, but she's a mixture of just a lot of, like, Filipino, Chile, but so she was in Canadian. But she's been living in Great Britain. And so during Wimbledon, Wimbledon, she had a panic attack and had to drop out. And everybody gave her a bunch of shit over it because she had a panic attack at like 18. Okay.
So that's a lot of people watching.
She comes over to New York and she's got to play 4 matches just to qualify for the tournament. Okay. So she wins all of her qualifying matches. She makes the whole tournament not losing a set.
Wow.
Okay. At 18, she wins the U.S. Open.
Top competition there?
She beat a bunch of ranked people to be able to get there. And she plays another teenager that's 19. So it's an 18-year-old versus a 19-year-old.
Is that the first time this ever happened?
Yeah. And she's the first amateur qualifier to make it and run the table. Didn't lose a whole set. They automatic check $2.5 million for winning the U.S. Open. And then, like, everybody in England, like, all these big, like, soccer players are, like, following her on social media.
Congratulations, we love
you. The Queen of England's, like, writing her a letter now.
God, are you kidding me?
Lewis Hamilton, the F1 driver, is following her and stuff now. Like, I hope she continues the success, but there's 2 ways that this could go. Like, she could, like, not get a big head, but, like, I mean, come on, at 18, she's pretty, like, look, she's legal now, so I can say she's, like, an attractive woman, but
she's
at 18,
legal,
like,
for purchase.
Well, no, but what I'm saying, though, is, like, she is going to be the hot commodity. Like, there's going to be, like, some other sports, like, celebrity, like, in their early 20s or, like, mid-20s.
Do you think she can, like, I didn't watch it, but, like I said, did she look good enough? I mean, obviously she won.
No,
but
she's hot. I mean, can you like
no,
look
I mean,
it up
like, skill
quick?
Wise? Skill wise,
no, she's
to, like,
good.
Run the
she's
table.
Really, really good.
What's her
she's good.
Spell the last name? Emma. What?
Emma, just write Emma and then R A D. It should automatically auto populate.
Emma R A Radadoodoo.
Yeah, Radakunu.
Let me see. Images. Oh, yeah, she's a little cutie. Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Like, she's already done like Vogue stuff and like,
really?
Like, yeah, like I'm telling you, like, this is going to be either going 2 ways. Like, she's either going to be
crush
the next
it.
Big thing or she's going to just like, it's going to be a big, I mean, at 18, think about that. You got a check for $2.5 million. Now you got to remember that you want it on U.S. soil. So, U.S. is taking half.
Yeah. Thanks. You played well. Thanks. Yeah. Why don't they just write it for what it really is then, if that's the case?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't say it's 2.5. Just give me like the 1.25 and we'll be good to go.
Exactly.
And then I got to pay my agent. Yeah. And then I got to pay my coach. And I'm probably left with about 800,000. But at 18, 800 grand is still pretty a big sum amount of money to be able to have at 18.
And she'll get that back. That difference back just in like endorsements and sponsors and
endorsements. Yeah, dude, she's gonna be an automatic overnight millionaire. And to get a letter from the Queen,
yeah, like that's is that the Queen just trying to like say,
well,
face
you know,
or something?
It's
some is she in trouble
no,
or something?
It's an aide that's probably writing it. The Queen,
yeah, with her signature stamp.
Yeah, the Queen has no idea who Emma Raducanu is. And by the way, we're also talking about the same Queen that allegedly was worried about Meghan Markle and how dark the baby was going to be.
Yeah. You know, dark
because
babies.
Emma, if you look at Emma, she's a little, you know, she's a little dark.
I know. I mean, like, that. I mean, but it's that's not surprising, man. Like, is this
speaking of ginger? Like, I mean, her grandson's the biggest ginger in the world.
Yeah, that's you
Harry.
Know, isn't that
Harry,
funny? Like,
Harry,
you could like be like racist towards like one ethnic group and receive racism from another. Like, it's just a merry-go-round of
but isn't it funny how like no matter what, like, nobody's perfect. Like, if you look at Prince Charles is going to be the next king of England, probably, most likely, and the guy is practically bald. Like, he has that hair on the side, the bozo.
Yeah,
and it's completely like shiny on top.
Doesn't matter,
like,
man. He has all the money in the world. You ever see that the hot matrix, the hot or not matrix?
Mm.
Oh my God. You never watched this video? Basically, it's like from 10 years ago. And it's this guy, he's funny. And he's explaining like the graph of like women and men on like a scale. And like one side with women.
Oh, men can definitely be uglier than women. Like women have to hold up a bigger image.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like saying, like, think of a graph, right? On the y-axis, you got hotness, cuteness, as far as girl. And, oh, excuse me, craziness from 4 to 10.
Oh, my God, says, an Arcturian knows y and x-axis.
Oh, yeah, oh man. God. Listen, an Arcturian. Oh, man, that sounds like a Game of Thrones like type of culture, Arcturian.
Yeah, you're like Jason Momoa. It was like whatever Jason Momoa's like race was.
You know, I'm gonna go with that now. I'm an Arcturian. I'll go with that. But basically, and then on the other side was
you marry the Queen of Dragons, like you know, like your chick. The Queen of Dragons.
Oh,
remember,
yeah, yeah.
Like she's in that fire.
That's a huge responsibility.
I know, like. Yeah, like your chick has got her big old boobs out and she's got like dragons like crawling all over and stuff. That's pretty hot as hell, man. But you don't want to piss her off. Like like if you come home late or she like finds a text and she goes, Sakara. You remember like Sakara was like the phrase she had to say for the dragons to like
burn his ass.
To burn somebody up. Could you imagine like if you came home and you're late and you're like, baby, where you been at? And her little baby dragons are like just chilling out on the couch with her. And like, you're like having to explain yourself. And she was like, let me see your phone. And you're like, no, I'm going to go to bed. And then she was like, no, let me see your phone. And then she looks through the phone and then she's not happy. And she just goes, Dracarys. And then
roast
you just get like,
marshmallows ass.
Yeah, they roast you.
Can you imagine telling your friends that though? Telling your friends, hey, I met this chick. Yeah, she has dragons, though. Like, bro, like, what the? What are you doing?
That's worse than Lorena Bobbitt, you know, chopping off that dude's penis. Like, you're going to get
kill a dragon. How are you supposed I'm sure they died at one point. How'd they die? The
well,
dragons?
You need one of the White Walkers with an ice spear to throw, and then you get your own ice dragon.
Oh, shit. So it's a process.
Yeah, I guess you didn't finish watching Game of Thrones.
I tried, man. I tried for a little bit. It was just like, you know, when you're so far behind, it's just like whatever. I don't care. Whatever.
this has been a great conversation though.
How's your boys doing, Miami?
My boys, they don't play till 4:15.
Oh yeah, damn, it's only 3-something. I know. I actually picked up, speaking of that, my fantasy team, I picked up Trevor Lawrence. Hopefully he's playing well.
Yeah. Thanks for that invite, by the way.
What the fantasy football? I told you
it's because I'm white.
No, well, no, they're all white. I'm the only black person in this league. they're all white.
Okay,
one token white guy allowed in every league.
Yeah. All right, Chirag, tell people how they can check you out on the weekly review podcast.
Of course, buddy. So you can check it out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iTunes, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the weekly review. If that doesn't help, it's probably easier to search my name, which is Serac, S-E-R-A-K. I know, unfortunately, it's not spelled like the liquor, but I promise you, I taste way better. Wow, I almost bit my tongue off right there. And the reason being is because I had my Invisalign in, and it gives me a lift sometimes, and it kind of messes up my speech a little bit. So, sorry if I sound like I'm mumbling.
Hey, can I give you a little bit of advice?
Yeah.
Don't go too white with the teeth.
With the teeth? Not too white?
Yeah, don't go too perfect with teeth.
Why?
Like, because the comparison. All right. So, like, here, I'll give you an example and then I'll make this real quick. Okay.
Okay.
Like, white people can get away with a little bit more, like, jacked up teeth because of the comparison between their white skin. Okay. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you, like, I think you're going to go almost, like, too far. Like, you're going to have Steve Harvey type teeth.
No, not
like,
not
like,
big.
Like, no, but, like, they're just, like, I mean, comparison. Between like they're just gonna be straight and white, like
yeah, but like I know how to like adjust my lips to where it's not over.
Did say that, by the way. I did not say that. I just want to let you know I'm not the white. The white guy did not say anything about lips.
Listen, I was practicing last night, okay? I know how to smile with just the top teeth. I know how to smile with the top and a little bit of bottom. The top and bottom, just bottom. You got to practice.
Because it does make you look threatening when you show your teeth.
Like a fucking shark. Great white. Great black,
yeah,
actually.
Like, you
want to
be submissive.
Shark.
Like, when I come with you, I don't smile at all. Like when I'm hanging out with you, I don't smile. I keep my head down.
What about the Joker or something? Like, he's threatening.
No, I don't know. I'm going to stop before I get myself in trouble. Man. Anyways, I didn't say that. That was Ciroc, the host of the Weekly Review. Anyway, Ciroc, I appreciate the time.
He'll bite
your
head off.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Ciroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to PayPal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.